Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The electric vehicle company Tesla is making history as a new contender in the auto industry. And part of the reason? Huge fan loyalty. Hope Reese is staff writer for Tech Republic. She is based in Louisville, Kentucky, where we've reached her on Skype. She went to a meetup of Tesla owners in St. Louis and wrote about the experience. Hope, welcome.
Thanks.
You decided you wanted to know why Tesla drivers have been so loyal to the brand. So you went out to meet some of these enthusiasts, and maybe we can call them fanatics or obsessives, because that's what you found. Tell us who the typical Tesla buyer is. And one of the things you said was it's not the kind of person who would normally buy a luxury vehicle. What's kind of the profile that you discovered?
Yeah, so I was picked up by a 26-year-old entrepreneur, and he was driving his Tesla. Once we got to the meeting, there was the hippie type woman, there was the IT coder type guy. There weren't any of those typical people who you would think of as luxury car owners. And even one of the guys at the meetup said to me, he expected it to be a group of golf guys, but it wasn't. It was computer coders and IT types.
And they, one thing they had in common is they could all afford a Tesla.
They could, but they had to stretch for it. They saw Tesla as something that they wanted to reach up for, that it was worth it, and that they really believed in the mission.
That's interesting about the mission. You say an environmental mission or kind of a futuristic mission?
Yeah, definitely futuristic. I think Elon Musk really believes in, you know, he has all these companies. He has a Neuralink company that wants to merge your brain with the computer, and he wants to go to Mars, and he has all these visions. So I think they see Tesla as part of this futuristic vision.
So is there a line where Tesla enthusiasts will withdraw their support or become less enchanted with the brand? Because especially in light of what happened in May of last year in Florida, where there was a fatal accident with a man named Joshua Brown, who was driving a Tesla Model S electric sedan. It was engaged in this kind of advanced cruise control and collided with a semi-trailer truck on a highway. Did that end up disenchanting Tesla owners?
Yeah, the interesting thing about that accident was many people read about it and became very worried about that kind of technology. But the Tesla community, they saw it differently. And for the most part, they were very supportive of Tesla. They said, you know, we are willing to accept that the technology is not perfect yet because we believe in the overall good that these cars can do.
So that's a strong message. What does it mean, do you think, for Tesla's future? Not just that, but also the continuing loyalty of so many people of different stripes, but also for other automakers. Is there a message there?
Yeah, I think the message is this base is going to be important. The question is, Tesla is about to come out with a Model 3, which will be an affordable car. Can Tesla reach a larger audience? And I think Tesla's really kind of pushed the boundaries in a good way and is challenging other automakers to catch up when it comes to the technology and environmental aspect of the cars.
Hope Reese is a staff writer for Tech Republic. She spoke with us about her new article, Elon Musk and the Cult of Tesla, How a Tech Startup Rattled the Auto Industry to Its Core. Hope Reese, thank you.
Thank you so much, Lisa.